A church service in Lake States Awerial County turned violent over the weekend when some rival members of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan began fighting each other during the service. Awerial County Commissioner Simon Jongeng says worshippers at Zone 2 Church in the Minkaman IDP camp exchanged blows.
There's one of the priests, he did not talk very well. This is when the problem occurred. So they were fighting, and actually we apprehend them and we put them to police. So they are under investigation now. When I had the problem, I heard that these people, they divided themselves based on dissection in bowl over there. There are people of Akudi, and there are people of Anuru.
They stand off between Bishop Ruben Akurdit and ECS Primate Justin Badiarama began in August 2020 when Badiarama fired Akurdit from his post as Archbishop of Jonglei Internal Province and the Bishop of Diocese Bor after he established the three additional dioceses of Makwach, Anyidi and Kolnyang within the Jonglei Internal Province without consulting other church officials. Arama appointed Bishop Moses Anur to replace Akurdit, who was expected to retire due to his age. But Akurdit filed a case in Juba's High Court challenging his dismissal. The court dismissed the case and referred it to a church tribunal for settlement. Colonel John Boltiar, the Awerial County Police Inspector, confirms fighting broke out during a church service. He says police and other organized forces arrested more than 10 suspects, including members of the clergy. Colonel Tiar says the suspects are still under police investigations.
The situation is calm now. From that day up to now, there's nothing more that happened. After the suspects and those involved in the violent were arrested, the commissioner has directed us to have all of them arrested and to be investigated as to what caused the violence. I am now doing the investigation so that those found innocent will be released. The reason for the fighting is not very clear.
Commissioner Geng says he was disappointed with the behavior of the IDPs. He says church leaders should promote peaceful coexistence among residents of Minkaman IDP camp and the Awerial community.
It is something sad, very sad, because they are the ones preaching the word of peace. They are the ones preaching don't kill and don't make a mistake and don't do bad things. And it happened now to be the church to lead that. It's completely bad because they are the leaders who are supposed to help us on promoting peace, promoting to tell people that don't use hate speech. But they are the one now who start that. You are like a doctor who tells people that don't smoke. And later on, they want to begin to start smoking.
David Akau, Bishop of the Awerial Diocese of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan, condemned Sunday's incident. Akau says he will investigate the incident and take some disciplinary measures against the church leaders who instigated the violence.
Those who caused that conflict within the church, they are going to be disciplined. So we are going to make some process. We are going to make some investigation. So when we got the people who actually caused that conflict within the church, we are going to discipline them. So we are not going to leave them aside. So we have to discipline them to show some people that we are not here just to come to church to pray, but we have a system. And our system said, go to church to pray, respect yourself, and then respect your God, and also respect others.
Bishop Akau says Sunday's violence is the first of its kind in Minkaman since displaced persons from Bor resettled in the area following the 2013 conflict and floods in 2020. Bishop Akau urges the IDPs to remain calm and embrace peace in the new year. Members of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan in Jonglei State are divided, with Bishop Akurdit supporters calling themselves independent ECS. Those allied to Bishop Moses Anur and Archbishop Justin Badiarama are running a parallel administration. Some Anglican members from the two groups have confronted each other, including a gunfight. In December 2020, two young men were wounded during an exchange of gunfire after police tried to close the Langbar B Church in Bor. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.